Battery. Oh shit, we're back in live. This is the fucking dopest thing for it to be on live right now.
My flow is delicious. My meals are nutritious. I go to the bar and I get all the bitches.
A biscuit is not good enough. Shout out to hardcore hip hop. Hibiscus.
A Skylar Red. It's beautiful.
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, we're back. We're here. We're queer-ish. Oh, we got Mark Neuer eating a sandwich. Holy shit. I need to put the Instagram live on, but just leave it of just Mark Neuer eating a sandwich.
Mic check 1-2.
Yeah. Mark Neuer in the fucking the booth over there.
Ain't nothing wrong with a sandwich. It's pretty good, dude. My butt crack out? Are you sure? Wow, who would have thought?
Does anybody smoke weed?
Yeah, I do. I was just saying that I recognized that pill bottle by the color, and I told them
it's Pops.
I told them what strain it was, though, from the color.
Oh, yeah, oh. The GSC and Sour Diesel?
Plants no, that is the ChemDog Skittles.
Oh.
Bro, you don't even know what you bought?
No.
There's, we have four. We have the Chem Skittles, we have the GSC Blue Diesel, we have the Pomelo Sherb, and then the Jello, G-E-L-L-O. Which is the red one. And then there's a mochi, which was purple. But
Yeah. The mochi's good.
But they sold out of that as far as, like, we sold out of it, and then they didn't have any more.
Yeah. Dude, they came and did a demo at our store. It was dope.
Yeah, just the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
On Thursday.
Yeah.
They're actually changing the strains. That's why they change it up. So we're getting a new shipment in soon.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's the thing is I tell people if you like something, buy it now because you don't know if this is like the last batch of this thing that they have.
For the year, dude. Like,
and then they're going to be growing something completely different.
And even if they grow it again, it's not going to be the same weed.
You know? No.
Dude, no, everything is.
People with the wild so gummies at my store. Like, the second we get wild gummies in, they're like, I don't know when you're going to get these back. And they fucking buy them all. Like, it's so crazy.
W-Y-L-D. But wild.
Like, once you get into that, because, like, my girlfriend, she loves edibles, but she only takes Space Gems or the live rosin Lost Farms.
Yeah, very specific.
Live roisin. Sorry, not resin.
Roisin. Rosin. You fucking roisin.
All fancy.
Roisin.
Roisin.
Roisin poison.
I fucking hate weed snobs, bro.
You hate weed?
I fucking hate weed snobs, bro.
What about the guy we just dealt with on Sunday? That dude came in.
Yeah, so, like, what I'm talking about is people that come in and they're like, what can I help you with? And they're like, weed? And we're like, okay, what kind of weed would you like to look at, sir? Yeah. Like, you know, like.
Well, it's like, I can't, my thing is when people come in and they're like, I want something that's not too expensive, but really high in THC. And I'm like, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You want something that's not expensive but is good?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm a clean Spencer. I always go in, like, what's the best bang for my buck?
Yeah, that's a good question.
But that is a different question.
That is a very good question.
It's more or less the same question, but phrased in a way that's less like, yo, give me the best shit for cheap.
Well, if someone comes in, they're like, hey, what is the best deal?
Yeah,
I can tell you what the best deal is, but when someone comes in, they're like, I want something weak, something that's like cheap but strong. I'm like, okay.
It's like, I want is the one. I want the best shit, but I only got $20.
Oh, exactly. That's what I mean. I'm not talking about the dude who's looking for the deal.
Gerard down the street.
And who's fine smoking that slightly lower quality.
I just got to make a quick announcement, though. I did bring Mark Neuer out of retirement. Like, I brought Mark Neuer out of retirement. He is out of. He's no longer a retired drug dealer. He's currently a drug dealer.
I feel like he was never gonna fully retire. He
He's in the reserves. Comedy, like, he was in the drug dealer retired. Reserves. Is that?
I mean, he's doing fine. He's got a. He's got a sandwich, and none of you got sandwiches. So.
Yeah. Doing fine.
Spencer Devine is so jealous of my fucking sandwich.
I will kill you. Did you eat the whole thing yet? Can I still murder you? Great. I'll kill a man.
I'll kill a man for a sandwich.
But also, Gus, if you're listening, we need a corporate sponsor. This and we will mention this every week until you sponsor us.
Yeah, I'm going to start sending them the tapes, like, just wrapped.
Yeah,
like,
can we start tagging them on social media?
Yeah, I'm
going to
make it a thing.
Yeah, thanks, man.
It's going to be a problem.
We're going to get them in. Because I remember there was a show in there's a park up right it's in the marina, and they used to do a show there at the baseball diamond in the park up there during the pandemic, but they still do it.
Yeah.
And they got sponsored by the cheesesteak place, Jake's Cheesesteaks.
Oh, that sounds dope.
Yeah, so they would get a free fucking sandwich every week, and that was, and I was like, that's the dream. So
Busters or bust.
Busters or bust.
Busters or bust. When it comes to cheesesteaks, there's no better cheesesteak in San Francisco.
That is a good cheesesteak.
They got sponsored by Jake's.
Which one? Oh, well, Pam makes the best everything, but
they got sponsored by Jake's Steaks, I think.
Really? Well, that's because the show
they're
probably
okay.
sucked.
I mean,
just
they're
like
okay.
Jake's Steaks does.
Jake's Steaks ain't bad.
$18 cheesesteaks.
Okay, here's the.
Well,
do you want to know the special?
Good pay. That's an $18 cheesesteak. That's a valuable
the special
set.
Way to make cheesesteaks at home. There's a very, very easy trick. And what you need to do is have high quality beef, high quality steak, and you put it in the freezer for about 12 minutes. And then when you take it out, you can slice it so thinly that when you start with your onions and your peppers, and then you throw your meat down, and it's just a couple flips, and you throw the cheese on it, and it's perfect.
Oh,
but
that sounds so fucking good.
The trick is you cannot thinly slice raw meat. It won't do it. You have to semi-freeze it. So 12 to 15 minutes in the freezer, and then you can get such amazing thin slices, and it cooks in like a minute and a half, including the cheese. You already have your buns toasted, and
that
then throw
really
everything
good.
Down. Okay, that's
you
my
hear
expert.
That, Philadelphia?
That's my
Pam's
expert.
Got your number. She's coming.
If dude. Anyone's wondering what I listen to while I masturbate, it's Pam talk about food.
Just in the closet? the little closet. Window open, smoking a cigarette? No, no, I'm just kidding.
I don't smoke cigarettes in Pam Benjamin's house.
No, I just
unless
think
she's really drunk. And then maybe one cigarette.
Oh, shit. No, I just, like, I don't know why I like to imagine it. I like to imagine, like, you sleeping, like, in a cupboard, like Harry Potter. Like, with, like, a little single light above you. There's, like, a bunch of Pam's clothes and, like, fucking comedy outfits above. You have, like, a little light smoking a cigarette.
There was a comedian named Colin Holt. And one of the best jokes he had is because he used to live in a Harry Potter closet under the stairs. And he's like, the worst part is
these aren't
even my coats.
I love that joke. My favorite thing of his, too, was about the Hawaiian pizza. And we're putting pineapple on our Hawaiian pizza. We got to dole out the punishment, beat him across the border. He had.
Damn, dude.
Do you think fishes ever wake up and they're like, hey, we should go swimming today?
Jesus Christ. This guy's this guy sounds funny. Where are you at?
He also wished he wanted to have a superpower where he could return people's litters when they litter and it would go straight back up their asshole. That was his dream.
He also made an incredible 22-minute independent documentary featurette called A Gale Force of
Love. Force of Love.
And it's incredible, and you can watch it for free on YouTube. Please look up A Gale Force of Love, and you will witness one of the most amazing relationships that never happened in San Francisco comedy. It is Sweet Gale, who was an octogenarian, semi-comedian, and she was in love with a boy named Misha, and it is such a good documentary, and then it's so crazy, the voice messages And it was just a come to Jesus for me, because you know how I get obsessed over boys.
You gotta watch
boys.
It. It really
it's
is
so
incredible.
That's wild.
Good.
I got to talk to Sweet Gail.
Yeah, you talked to Sweet Gail. Oh my God, you have to watch it.
I got to talk to her. I got to do that when me and Mark were good.
If you invoke, yes, she'll call right now. It's crazy. She'll call, and it's crazy. But it's not great. She's nuts. But
Sweet
it's
Gail,
a
Gail
force
Sweet
of love.
Gail.
There's two things that Sweet Gail did.
That's not funny.
One, that movie, A Gale Force of Love, was to say it one more time to you. Check it out on YouTube. Seriously, watch it. It's really, really good. But the other thing she did that pissed me off is when Robin Williams was still alive, he did a set at Dirty Tricks, which used to be the Holy City Zoo. And he came in on a day, and we were like, that's motherfucking Robin Williams. And he gets on stage, and he's like, hey, everybody, I'm going to do time, but nobody film. We're all just here. We're all just here together. Yeah. Don't film. And Sweet Gail brought out her goddamn phone, and he asked her twice, please put the phone away. And she wouldn't, and so he stopped. He did like 7.5 minutes. He might have gone for 50 minutes. He might have gone, who knows how long.
But she's on, there's something, that it's like a form of Asperger's or something where she just doesn't connect the same way that everyone does, so she did not see what was wrong with what she was doing.
Yeah.
But she still killed Robin Williams.
Well, it
Jesus Christ.
It was
going viral and then getting canceled.
Let's go.
Don't
tell Astrid.
Yeah, don't tell. It was a really a crazy moment. But then he actually stayed after, took pictures with every single person who wanted to, signed anything anyone wanted them to sign. And he was amazing, and we all got to meet him, which was just like a mitzvah. And then he died like a year later.
What do you sign on
you,
Pam?
I low-key like stayed away from him a little bit because I was just like, so many people are gonna be on his jock. I'll take the exposure to like seeing him and being around him that I got, and I'll be fine with that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't. There was everyone. Oh. There was everyone wanted a photo and stuff, and I was just like.
I was very blessed to, like, I never got to meet Robin Williams, but, like, a good comedian,
very
fucking talented comedian I was friends with before they passed was Ralphie May. And, like, that dude was just fucking the tits, man. Like, absolutely just the dopest.
I told you, he grew on me.
He grew
on himself.
I
love Ralphie May. I'm sorry. I had a punch on that one.
I at first didn't like his comedy because it was all very, fat heavy. It was that.
I'm fat.
But then I saw him do more sets where he would just say stuff. I think it was like his stuff that he says that's like borderline
racist,
really risky.
Like,
and you're like, whoa,
not racist, stereotypical. That's really what it would be. But like, what it was.
But he does really good. He does
cultural
really good
observations
commentary.
Of things he grew up seeing in the South.
He crossed the line. That line was the Mason-Dixon.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, no, but he's never racist or nothing, he's able to talk about that stuff.
Through
experience.
Ralphie's family and like fucking just knowing the dude, like it's kind of like me, like I wouldn't say me, but it's like he gets the pass of like, bro, you're invited to the cookout. Bro. Like, we know you grew up, like, fucking poor and chill and, like, you know, like, fucking,
and
like.
Someone that big is not living, like, a life of full privilege.
Yeah, like, well, like, what I'm saying is, like, all the things that he ever, he spoke of, like, it was stuff rooted in truth and things that he actually saw 100%. And experienced in life. And, like, that's the coolest thing about, like his fucking stand, like, his experience.
He seemed authentic.
Yeah, he was very authentic.
I think that's
right.
The word for it is a comedian can get away with a lot more when. You believe that that's their story to tell.
Yeah.
The jokes didn't have hate in them. I think like there wasn't that hate even when he gave that.
Oh, sure,
dicey
sure.
Topic.
No, he
it
loves.
More just
he
like
loves
him
everyone. But
like
so it's kind of like I know this is gonna sound like ridiculous, but like my biggest thing with comedy is it's like you can say anything. There are consequences, but you know there's a lot that has to do with intention and like people that can 100%. Tell intent can tell intent a lot. And, like, there is, like, a big difference between, like, a comedian going on the stage and being like, what about the Jews? And, like, a fucking dude with a bald head and a Nazi tattoo going, what about the Jews?
Yeah,
but
also, can I do a real quick announcement to the comedy community? Can y'all work on your poop puns, please?
Yeah, make better poop puns.
No,
yeah,
I don't need to hear that toilet paper has a shitty life. Or and also... Y'all, you can branch out from your tiny dick jokes. Like, I don't get why everyone's competing to have the smallest dick.
No, my
dick's
smaller.
Because they're hack
though.
As fuck.
But there's, like, I've seen, like, 6-7 comedians all have the joke where they're like, I sent my penis to my girlfriend or I sent my penis to my doctor. And they're like, oh, this is a child's penis.
Huh.
So I'm going to come clean. I've made a tiny dick joke before. I'm sorry.
Who hasn't?
I actually have a big dick. And I don't I'm really sorry for lying to all you guys.
I'm not even entirely against a joke that says you have a tiny penis.
I have the tiniest one.
Or a joke that's about poop.
It's an oversized
clip. It's just I want the quality of writing on those jokes to be better.
Clits are tiny dicks, so I have the smallest dick, so everyone can go fuck themselves.
I mean, that's a good joke because it's
a very good joke.
Slightly a different take on the subject.
So
I'm not against people having small penises.
For example, sometimes people have hacky premises and hacky punchlines, and they all have the same punchline.
Sure.
For example, and sometimes it's hacky and sometimes it isn't. I tried to tell one comedian that his new don't shoot cop joke is actually Jamar Pitts's joke.
Oh, you mean like when people are fucking like cops?
Right, exactly. They say, don't shoot. And
I've seen a couple too,
and they're better when they come from black people. So that works. But there was my point is that there was a time, I was my second year in comedy, and I went to a show at the Berkeley Repertory Theater, and Susan Maletta and I were on the same show. And I used to have an old joke, this is 9 years ago, and I said in my joke, I shaved the front, but I don't it's shaved in the front, party in the back. And it was an anal joke. But Susan Boletta, after I got off stage, she goes, Pam, just so you know, I've been doing a joke with shaved in the front, party in the back for like 3 years. And I was like, oh, so it's hack as fuck and I'll never do it again. I'm sorry. You can keep that one.
I just saw someone do a joke. I don't want to.
No, we don't have to say names.
Name that, but I don't even want to name.
Mark's
like,
fucking stir the pot. My point is that I love Susan Maletta.
There was a joke about Disney, like Disney jokes, and I had written some Disney jokes, and the joke I saw from this comedian was so similar that I'm like, oh, I should just never tell those jokes again because they're the most basic Disney thoughts I can have, apparently.
Well, and that happened to me. There was a girl who came here from Australia. And she came and did a joke at the open mic, and she was like, how many dildos does a Murray have? Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? How many dildos? And I was like, holy shit, I'm doing the exact same joke. Literally. I was like talking about mermaid dildos. I sang the song. And then I was like, and she's from Australia, so clearly we didn't know each other's material.
Wow.
But it is exactly what you said. It's the most basic Disney stuff that we could hit on.
Yeah. Either that
or she saw your shit on the stream,
came from Australia to show you up and shut down that joke.
That's so crazy.
Okay. She didn't know.
No, that's just to shut down that joke.
It's like a lot deeper than you think, and she's been like looking you up. It's like, I'm going to shut down one specific joke from this bitch.
Outside your apartment, smoking a cigarette, looking menacing once a month.
Dude.
But
so,
to be fair, Australian people do know a little more about Down Under.
Yeah. Oh.
They know about mermaids.
I used to talk about my dick being small. And then, you know, like my girlfriend, she's actually listening. She was like, you know, your dick isn't small, right? I was like, I legit my whole life thought I had a small dick. And it's because I'm fat, I think. I don't know.
A big dick. That's why you walk.
All right, take it out. We're measuring.
It's not like I have a huge dick. I have a normal size dick, and
I got a normal size dick.
Do you guys know who Andrew DeLeon is?
I don't.
He used to be the bartender at Cobb's. Like? He used to be the bartender at Alameda Comedy Club. Good friend of mine. He got on a Kill Tony at Cobb's when he worked there, and had all these jokes about how huge his dick was. Right. You can look this up. Watch the video. I watched it. At one point during the interview, they're like, you know what, dude? Show us your dick. Let's see how big it is. On Kill Tony at Cobb's.
Wow.
Years ago. And he goes to the side where I know Guthrie will never know what this is like, but there's a side where you walk up to get on stage.
I thrive on
it.
I don't even know how
to get on Kill Tony. I've seen people get on Kill
Tony.
Yeah,
you just got to go and suck a bunch of dicks. So,
personally.
He goes to the side, and one of the he does his own thing. His name's Jeremy Watkins. He does his own thing, but he used to be on the band of that show.
Yeah.
And goes to the side. Jeremiah Watkins brings the microphone, and it starts describing what's happening. And all of a sudden, a gay dude gets on stage. He's like, "I'll show you my dick." Does the same thing. A midget gets on stage, dude. It does the same thing to show his dick. And the midget, I guess, had a fucking hog on him, dude. A hog on him.
Yeah, they got They got weird strength and they got huge dicks.
Dude. iPods.
Oh yeah.
And then and
hey, this guy.
What's up, dog? Oh, that's a the garbage man, dude. The cramps.
He's my he's my new roommate.
No, there's a, they got a great song called "The Garbage Man." I'm the garbage man. You ain't no punk, punk. You know that song? Dude, I jerk off to that song every morning,
all
dude.
Are is bad, Ken.
But anyway, so Andrew Del. No one asked you a goddamn.
The William Shatner. Rocket Man. Rocket Man. Burning.
I was listening to that while playing Rocket League. Speaking of, brought it full circle all the way back. No,
I am okay at Rocket League, but I'm it's that I'm like that with a lot of video games where I'm okay until I face someone who's actually good at that game, and then I'm fucked.
I agree with you on that completely because like I love that game because I'll dominate kids and like I played like maybe 50 games.
I could fuck you up in Fortnite right now.
And then like, I'll dominate kids in Rocket League. And then I'll play someone that, like, actually knows how to play Rocket League,
play,
and
like,
I'll just get
dudes.
Fucked in the ass, like 13-0.
But if I'm playing three dudes who've never played together versus three dudes who have never played together, and we're on, like, equal standing, I can manage.
So, like,
but it's just, like, the dudes who are like, oh, I can know how to do the secret fucking bloop, 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 bloop.
Well, they do, like, a triple flip and
kick
it backwards
like, fuck
with backspin so
fuck
that it bounces three times. And, yeah, fuck those assholes.
It's same thing with, like, any of those games where you have to you pay to play, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
What is one I played? Arena of Champions or something?
Oh,
lame.
League of Legends? Is that
maybe, but I think it was like League of Legends, but it's like that 5v5 map.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And I can kind of do that, and I'm pretty good at figuring out characters, but then you'll have the dude who's like internationally competitive,
and
he makes you look like an idiot. And that
so, real quick, I got to give a shout out. I got to give an online shout out to all the members of the Zuka Sharks. If you're listening
fuck
out there,
you, Zuka
the Zuka Sharks,
Sharks
my
chew,
guys, my
chew
team.
On my dick, Zuka
it's my
American Dad reference.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Do the Zuka Sharks listen to this podcast?
They do. The
they
Zuka Sharks listen. If there's actually if there's any members of the Zuka Sharks listening to this podcast, you can call in right now.
You
at 415. 550-0511.
I don't know
if there's any
what's
members
the
of the Zuka Sharks listening. You can call in at 415-550-0511.
Or
right.
Wrangler.
Or Wrangler
if
you want to
prove Dakota wrong that you're not going to call in today.
Yeah, Wrangler. Are you listening?
Wrangler.
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 We said it enough times. You had your opportunity, bro.
You're like Beetlejuice, dog. Pop up.
Yeah, the number is 415-550-0511.
Wrangler, when you write that cookbook, I better be in the goddamn special mentions for making you do it.
Yeah, for sure.
You should even call them the goddamn special mentions. It's got a nice
goddamn. That's like the only fucking curse word my grandma like does not like me saying. Like, and I say it all the time.
Oh, because God?
Yeah.
Is she very religious?
Not really, but she's like, just in case. Like, that's how, like, most of my family was. Like, most of my family's not insanely religious, but they're all like, hey, just in case, like, Jesus, we've all been baptized. Like, yeah, that's hella good, bud.
Well,
I've never sold it. Cause I'm always like,
sell the fuck out of it, dude. Pops
like
is fire.
That looks like the biggest butt plug I've ever seen.
Well, and it is.
Well, that's because you've never seen my butt plug.
Well, there we go. Yeah. Also, the Mark Neuer joke. He, God blesses everything because he's tired of God damning everything.
That's right.
It's God's the one damning things, not us.
If God bless more, you'll have more blessings. It's scientifically proven.
They make this like this because it's supposed to be a nod at the the pharmaceutical.
Oh, shit, we got a caller.
You see that? Can I see that? No. How you got it? No, you see it. Like that. Give it to me like that.
You're on Trust Me, My Friend's an Expert. Who is it? Who we talking to?
Who we got?
Zuka Sharks.
Zuka Sharks.
Up,
yeah, I got
Boo.
A Zuka Shark member. Yeah.
Boo.
Fuck yeah, dude.
No one supports you. I hope you lose at Rocket League forever.
Dude.
You made an enemy today, my friend.
Got the Zuka Sharks goalie on right now.
Yeah, the Zuka Sharks goalie, my boy Grumbles right here.
Hey,
yeah.
Grumbles,
y'all have
how
positions and shit?
Answer
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we got positions.
Answer me this, Grumbles.
What do you play, Dakota?
How exactly would a shark hold a bazooka, you fuck?
you
they
know,
don't have thumbs.
I would imagine a strapped-on device with a bazooka, similar to the lasers in Austin
Powers.
Well,
then how is it going to fire it? It's a trigger.
With pressure sensitivity. Science is advancing every day, Spencer, okay?
Well, the Elon Musk
we'll
brain chip.
We'll give him an elite controller.
Let's
He'll be
see
fine.
What Grumbles has to say about
yeah,
well,
Grumbles.
It.
I feel like y'all are answering your own questions right now. So
yeah you're right.
No, Grumbles, I want an answer from you. Don't take the easy way out.
All well, right. There's plenty of ways they could do it, but I imagine it doesn't matter because it's a shark with a bazooka, and what are you going to do?
Not get in the water.
What are you going to do?
That's yeah. true. I'm not going to get in the water.
Like, I feel like the logistics
get a, get
don't
a bigger
matter
yeah. said, get a
whenever
bigger
it is a shark with a bazooka. Like, yeah. if it has the capability, if it found some way,
okay.
and it's gonna zooka. It's going to zooka that shark right down the middle.
What are you going to do?
What I'll do is I won't play Rocket League ever.
Yeah, just don't.
Bam. Got him.
It's not play League of Legends like a fucking adult.
And no offense, Grumbles. I'm sure you're a wonderful human, but I hope the Zuka Shark's the worst of luck.
Do you know what, Grumbles? Later tonight, we're gonna show them all how it is.
We got something to prove now.
I'll see you on the Rocket.
Yeah, I'll be posting this to the Instagram later. I'll be posting sweet Rocket League clips to the Instagram.
That's
and
sweet, sweet.
That it's
Rocket
just gonna be edited in, and every time we make a goal, it's gonna say, Spencer sucks. And yeah, and then that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, you know, if the mood's right.
Yeah.
Have you bought one of my mugs yet?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I own
I
two
I
of
buy
them.
Like
you
seven
fuck.
Of them. I got one.
Yeah.
Hey, Grumbles, it's really beautiful. Good to have you on the podcast. Thanks for being
yeah,
a member of the Zuka
to
Sharks.
Yeah, because I heard the shout out.
Hey,
yeah.
Grumbles, what is the key to
the
being
happiness.
A Rocket League goalie?
Angles.
All right.
It's all about the angles.
Getting them angles just right. Doing aerial stuff is pretty up there, but you have to hit the ball away from the goal and don't let it get in front of the goal. That's
sure. yep.
that's the
yep.
it's preemptive defense is a big part of it.
Yeah. I dig that. Good answer.
And all right. and watch out for demos. Watch out for people trying to demo you because they will do it and
yep.
and they
no,
will they
you,
will try
you
so
watch
hard.
Out because yep. I'm never gonna play.
I have one last question
but
for you.
I do.
So, have you incorporated any Ted Lasso principles into the Zuka Sharks philosophy?
Shut the fuck up.
What a terrible last question.
I have no idea what
question.
That
if
fucking
you could
even
be any
means,
bird,
honestly.
What bird would you be?
Yeah, what bird would you be, Grumbles?
If I was a bird?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I forget what they're called, but there's these really fucking loud ones that will, like, they're, like, the same decibels as a jet engine. It's fucking ridiculous.
That's cool.
Jet engine bird.
Jet engine
maybe
bird.
That one.
Support it.
Either
that or any kind of higher intelligent parrot.
All right. Pellet, parrot. Adios, Grumbles.
Later, bro.
Shout out to the Zuka Sharks. All right. Fuck yeah, dude. I told y'all Zuka Sharks listen to this fucking podcast. You goddamn right they do. Yeah, we're out here. We invade every game that
there's like a multiplayer system on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if we can name a team Zuka Sharks, we name our team the Zuka Sharks. And there's a rank. You know, if there's a rank system, we're in that. We're playing. We're playing ranked. We're in there. We're making kids cry. Because I'm pretty sure mostly just, like, children under the age of 13 play Rocket League aside from us.
Hey, you want to know a rank system?
What?
The sewer system.
Yeah!
Rank as fuck.
That's rank,
smells
dude.
Bad.
Fucking stupid. Silly. Oh, man.
We were talking about this. We should get into, if you could, during the end of times, okay, zombie apocalypse.
Uh-huh.
What one celebrity
yeah.
would you want with you?
Rogan. Oh. Rogan?
He said
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Honestly, that's a pretty damn good answer. Fuck.
I think.
He's got guns. He's got the abilities.
I think my one would be Bear Grylls, I think, is what I'm
picking. He ain't got no guns.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need. He can make.
Maynard? Yeah, yeah, Maynard would be a good one.
I got one. I got one.
Yeah.
If I can pick two, it's Elon Musk just for, like, ability to get around the globe and shit.
But you're not going to have...
Well, dude, he's still got the jets.
But he's not going to have access to all of his jets.
I know, he's so annoying, but I'll probably...
And fuel.
We'll see what happens. We'll see
I
what
just
happens.
Had a fucking...
And then this is the other one. Mike Tyson. So I can take out Elon Musk, and me and Mike can run all that shit. He's got a weed farm. We're fucking good.
But you have to, I a pretty you good have combo. To take into account that money is not going to mean anything.
It's not the money. He owns jets and shit.
Yeah, but in the
Does
end
he?
Of times, how's he going to get to his jets and refuel them except with money, which doesn't but mean anything?
Riding in a Tesla?
But anyone There's can no ride in. You can.
But we're going to use a Tesla until it breaks, and then we'll use another one.
There's going to be no electricity.
So yeah, if there's like a solar flare that like wipes out all batteries and electrical devices.
No, just in general, because all the power plants and there's gonna be no one to run them.
Well,
that's why in a zombie apocalypse everything's so quiet because there's no cars, there's no electricity, there's no.
Yeah.
Taking Rogan.
I think that is a good one.
Yeah, Rogan is.
But I just had a weird vision of a post-apocalyptic future of like the only things in existence left are civilizations of the Musk. And the Musk civilization, and then the fucking meta civilizations, like the and then like Joe Rogan has like all of Texas like turned into a compound, you know, like that's what the
everyone's
like,
doing podcasts.
And Jeff Bezos is delivering packages to all of them.
Yeah, yeah, like Bezos, like oh dude, it's like I was talking about like the other fucking podcast two podcasts ago about the cyberpunk universe.
Podcast.
Yeah, two podcasts when you know like. The future is not going to be, there's going to be no governments. There's going to be no countries. It's not going to be states. It's going to be just corporations. That's so like, it's going to be the mega corporations. They're going to own the police and all the armies and all the things. And yep. 10 out of 10. That's why fucking Rip It and Marlboro and Camel Cigarettes had a deal with the fucking army. And we're shipping that shit into Afghanistan by the crate load.
Have you seen Rick and Morty?
What?
You remember Nimbus? He controls the police.
Yeah,
and the ocean.
He controls the police. Morty, he controls exactly. The police.
Oh shit, that's so fucking funny.
That's one of my.
But I would do a threesome with Nimbus. I'm not gonna lie. That man was cute.
Who?
Nimbus. Mr. Nimbus.
Yeah.
He loves threesomes.
Oh sure.
Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
Me and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Sounds like a night out.
Sounds like a night out.
Sounds like a night in.
Night in, yeah.
Yeah.
Night in Mr. Nimbus.
Well, I've done Rocky Horror a couple of times.
Do you think Mr. Nimbus just smells like bad pussy constantly because he's a seaman?
No, he's the king of
seamen. Or does he smell like semen?
He's the king of seamen. He probably smells great.
Yeah, like an ocean breeze?
Yeah. Because, you know, they got to have... Unless they're unaware of they're going on the land, you know, if you go on the land regularly, I'm sure they have something that to make themselves smell good, especially.
Let's be honest, Mr. Nimbus definitely has a personalized fragrance. Like that man has a fragrance if anyone does.
Sure,
he's like the Mariah Carey of
sea
the sea
fragrance.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, okay, but if we're talking about like I'm choosing Bear Grylls because. I assume that all material goods aren't going to mean anything, so I just want the best chance at survival in the outside
the
world.
Absolute elements?
Yep.
Well, can I just pick, like, a farmer with certain characteristics? Can I get,
nope,
like,
you have to choose a specific celebrity farmer.
Celebrity farmer.
So, like,
is there a celebrity farmer?
Paris Hilton.
Is there a celebrity?
Paris Hilton.
Yes. Nicole Richie.
Yep, they were on
Simple Life.
You go with Mike Rowe of Dirty Jobs.
Actually, Mike Rowe would do all the shit I didn't want to do in the apocalypse.
Sure, he's probably...
He would give me a lavish life. I'd have to suck his dick once or twice a week, but he would give me a lavish life.
But you got to think about it. He lived his whole life doing dirty jobs. In the end of times, he's probably going to be like, no fucking more.
I think the biggest under-over on this
no
is...
No more
anyone,
dirty jobs.
Anyone that can help me survive in this is ultimately just going to be like, yeah, you're the bait in this situation. So I like almost need someone like at my level, but slightly... like, can I get... Well, someone that's 95% is intelligence. Can I get a clone of me at 95% intelligence so I can outsmart him? But
you think that? But what if that 5% of smartness is just the amount of smartness he needed to get rid of to outsmart you.
Yeah, like, he can't roll joints, but he can hit me in the back of the head with a rock when I'm, like, unsuspecting.
Yeah, or it's something that, like, I've seen, like, sci-fi shows and stuff where they're just like, oh, you think you're so, you lose your intelligence and then your your instinct.
That
or
is
whatever,
true,
blah, 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 blah.
Because I would say,
some people,
I don't
want
to stereotype this, but a lot of less intelligent people resort to violence rather than words.
Sure, yeah.
So this man might be like, I didn't like the way you spoke to me.
No, man.
Bow.
But dumb people fight. We all know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I love fighting.
That's why we're fighting right now.
I love fighting, dude. I love fighting so much.
You're not dumb.
Like, no, I know I'm not dumb, but I do like fighting, though.
No.
I like with boxing gloves and, like, fighting, like, and just getting hit. I like getting hit in the face.
We did one boxing party. I don't need it.
Me and Raphael are going to do chess boxing.
All right. Are you? So he's got more padding than you do.
Dude, I will fuck Raphael up. Dude, like, me and him are going to box. I think we're in the same weight class.
Hey, man, if you guys are really going to do some chess boxing, then we can set up another match on that lineup, and then we can make an actual show out of it.
You want to fight Spencer?
No, man, I ain't going to do that stupid shit.
I weigh more than you, but I have way more injuries than you.
I'm going to be the Don King, bro. I'm going to make some money.
All right.
Wrangler, you piece of shit. Why are you calling it on another phone?
Oh, my God.
Did you forget the number, Wrangler? What was that?
What was that? What is it, 984-100-STOV?
No, Wrangler is going to call it in like 2 hours now. 415.
Oh, shit. I hear Pam's laugh. I'm like, something funny's happening.
Hey, someone's calling.
Oh, shit. I wonder who it could be.
Man, we should probably ignore them for being
late.
Wrangler.
$100.
$100 what?
Yo, welcome to the podcast.
You can't just say $100.
What's up, man?
No stakes.
What up? What up?
Oh. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hey,
loud
Wrangler.
And clear.
Guthrie owes us $100.
You didn't shake on it.
That's not how
what
bets
happened?
Work. Bet.
Wrangler, what, y'all had a bet or what?
Well, he said, I bet you $100 that that's not Wrangler.
And Spencer and said, what? And
I
then you picked up, so no money's owed.
Who, oh, man. Who was betting that it wasn't me?
Guthrie. Not me. I knew it was you.
I knew it was you, too.
No, you didn't, Guthrie. You bet against it, you fucking piece of shit.
Stupid idiot.
Come what? On, man. You gotta hold that bet.
Yeah, hold the bet. $100.
Right? Yeah. Dude, Wrangler's been to prison. He'll make sure that you
I'm just gonna move next week, so do
Wrangler
it quick.
The enforcer.
Is that paid?
Fly Wrangler out here, like, real quick.
Yeah.
Wrangler,
pay
how
did you get your 20 honey buns
so
and fucking five soups or what?
Yeah, a couple honey buns, a couple soups, dog.
How was your day, bro?
It's been alright. I had a day off, kind of, so
what did you
had to
do?
Go take care of some stuff with parole, and that went good.
Oh, good.
That's great, man.
Did you pee in a cup?
How's y'all's day been?
Did you pee in a cup?
Did you?
No, they do this mouth swab thing now.
What?
Yeah.
Explain.
It's weird. Like, I just have to put this cotton in my mouth and fucking, I'm not going to explain the details because it don't sound good. But anyways,
what,
I have to get this cotton extra
what
fucking salivally, and then they test it.
Yeah, nice. No, they just make you scrape it against the side of your cheek and stuff.
No, it's not even one of those. It's like a
thing,
fucking
put it in my mouth and put it in my butt, put it back in my mouth.
No, it's just it just sounds weird because you got to put it in there until it gets soft. You know what I mean?
Ah! Yeah. Hell yeah, you do.
Well, you tested
classic
positive for meth and COVID.
Wrangler was like, I don't want to sound gay with this dick metaphor.
Well, I mean, fuck it. I mean, I'm comfortable with my sexuality.
No, oh, dude, speaking of, like, dicks, man, I have...
Speaking of dicks?
Speaking of dicks.
We're on the topic.
Dude, so, hey, for everybody listening, Pam, you listening?
Pam, speaking of dicks.
Speaking of dicks, Wrangler has a very unique dick.
Why?
It has a tattooed.
I have three sleeves and only two arms.
Yeah, three sleeves.
Dude, I always wanted to tattoo my pubes so that my dick was like an elephant trunk.
That's stupid. Shut up. I'm sorry. I need to quit putting you down.
Wrangler, what do you have tattooed on your
I thrive on hate.
What do you have tattooed on your penis, Wrangler?
I have monster symbols, like from Monster Energy.
Oh, dude.
I have that going all the way around it, and then in my pubes it says, Young Gun, Unleash the Monster, because Young Gun is my nickname.
That's fucking dope. That's 10 out of 10 the coolest thing that y'all all need, can know about Wrangler now.
I'm so glad that I know that and I didn't have to see it, because... I mean, that would scare me. I'm going to be honest.
You're lucky, because if I was drunk enough, I'd be like, if I cover the head, it's not gay, and I'd whip that motherfucker out.
And I got long enough hair that you might not think it's gay, but tomorrow you wake up and find out it is.
Yeah, I guess here's the real question is, why Monster and not Red Bull?
I've never been a Red Bull fan. I've always liked Monsters, and I was just fucking, I was like, well, I mean... Why not put fucking 10 or 11 fucking monster symbols on my dick?
Wait, 10 or 11? That's fucking dope.
Well, he created
Is it all the green one, or do you have the low carb blue?
It's in black and white, because I didn't have the green ink, let's just say that. White.
Oh, yeah. And you tattooed it yourself? Because I was wondering what that conversation is like. Hey, could I get 5 tattoos of the monster symbol on the left side of my dick and 5 on the right? No homo?
I don't know. I was like, fucking, I started it, and then I couldn't finish it, but fucking, they made it look cool. It's like they're shooting around it. Like, it has shading and everything, too. They're shooting around it.
Is that the hardest tattoo you've ever gotten, though?
That is the fucking most painful tattoo I've ever had.
Yeah, sure, dude.
That sounds fucking painful.
Was your dick
dude.
Just swollen as shit after? Just, like, stuck swollen? Like a week.
Oh, most definitely. And
what made it worse is
we didn't get it done in one session, so we had to go in on another session, and then so it's like the day after fucking pain.
Wait. Does it look like the monster symbol when it's hard or soft better?
Do what?
When your dick's hard or soft, when does it look stretched?
Like the monster symbols?
Yeah. Does it look better when it's soft? They just look like small monster symbols.
Like, surprisingly, they still look the same. But like when it grows, like they stretch out and then they're like,
yeah.
It's like monster and then it's like monster.
Monster. What's your favorite flavor of monster?
I'm gonna have to go original, bro. I fucks with the original,
green?
The green one.
Yeah, the green one. That one's fire.
I like I remember there was a drink, 7-Eleven made it. Seven Up. It was called Venom.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Oh yeah.
Venom
was
tasty, and we used to drink 2 of those instead of coffee, and just have the worst crash.
Yeah. Or like fucking Red Lines. Do you ever do those? Like
super.
Oh my god, I almost died on Red Line. I mixed it with something else, but I almost died on Red Line.
Yeah.
I drank like 2 of them in a day, and you're supposed to have a half of one in one day, and it was like a gram of caffeine. I was like fucking hyped. I organized my porn by category.
Did your heart almost explode, Wrangler?
Yes, because, I mean, fuck it, let's air it out. Allegedly, I ate fucking about a half gram of methamphetamines, and then I drank a whole Red Line. A whole one.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know the whole half thing. And I was literally like so, like I was just sitting there shaking. My stomach hurt. Like, it was
like,
bad.
And then I butt chugged a Four Loko.
Yeah, no, that's so fucking weird.
Allegedly. If you want to get more fucked up. No.
Dude, you would fucking die.
Your soul would die.
Yeah.
I don't know, man, because like girls in Catholic school put tampons soaked in vodka.
Nah, bro.
That still can kill you.
We had a girl come over to my friend's apartment in college, and we didn't know. None of us really knew her. She was drinking an original recipe for a loco, and then she threw up all over his room on everything, and then we had to call the RA.
What color was the Four Loko?
And write letters about how we knew what we did was wrong and stuff.
Damn.
Yeah. That little girl could not handle her Four Loko.
Dude, me and Wrangler have seen some crazy shit on drugs, allegedly. I have some of the craziest stories, like, I've ever witnessed in, like, my life, like, with Wrangler. Like, we've survived some shit we probably shouldn't have survived, you know? Yeah, I saw a whole party, like, fight Wrangler, like, one time.
I called out the whole fucking party.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly, I left him to die. I probably shouldn't have.
Did you? Because I think he's immortal, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't leave him to die, but, like, I left him with some friends that were supposed to take care of him. And then they did.
Well, you tried to get me to come with you, and you said fucking, you grabbed my shoulder, I turned around, and you said, that look that I gave you, you were like, nah, fuck that, I ain't fucking with this.
Yeah, I left him, and then.
Look did you have?
I don't know. I had to fight like 30 people because of him, bro. Like,
you fought 30 people in one?
Dude, no, so like, so the craziest
like
shit,
a martial arts
Wrangler
movie.
Started like a, like a 30-person brawl, like, because like he was, like, he was, like, fresh out of prison, like, a week or two out of prison.
Sure.
And was, like, drinking whiskey and, like, he was playing beer pong, right, with this girl. And, like, all the other dudes, like, liked this girl. And, like, she was, like, all, like, fucking feeling Wrangler and shit. And, like, he was cool and he was playing it cool and he was hitting on her. And then, like,
you were just
the
beer.
Prison Wrangler came out because he blacked out, I think.
You fed him after midnight.
Like,
well, fucking what happened is fucking someone got in a fight and then they got knocked out and I was like, you got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then, so I was already kind of amped up on fighting and then
right,
I tripped over this little fence and I could have swore someone fucking tripped me. So I just started calling everybody out at that point.
Yeah, so Wrangler
was
holding me like by my shoulder pissing. And then, like, he would, like, zipped his pants up and then would be like, who wants to fight
me? Who wants
like
to
a
fight?
Like a fight owl.
Oh, dude. That's hilarious, dude. I've totally done that.
Yeah. And, anyway, next thing you know, like, 30 dudes start, like, fucking fighting. Like, I had to, like, escort Wrangler to a truck. I got him in the truck. And, like, next thing I know, I saw a dude, like, punching in the window at Wrangler.
Oh,
and
God,
then, like,
dude.
My friend Russell, like, hit the dude, and he spun around. And then I hit him. And then we, like, knocked over a fence. And then there was, like, just 30 people fighting for no reason
that's
at
like
this party.
Allegedly. Like, the PG-13 version of a food fight.
Yeah! Like people were fucking each other up.
A beef
like,
fight.
Sounds like a juggalo.
And then the people that fucking I left with ended up jumping me, too, later on.
There you go in that story, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
what'd you say, Randy?
And then they put allegedly I ended up in a fucking abandoned house.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They. I think.
What happened in that house, man? You don't have to put allegedly.
No, they kicked
on
in the door. They allegedly kicked in the door of an abandoned house and put an unconscious Wrangler in
there.
Oh.
And just fucking laid me down in there. Fucking
and,
my shirt
like,
was torn off.
Good,
fucking
like,
all kinds of shit.
Look.
I wake up the next morning and I'm fucked up. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wrangler's mom's
and it's fucking
me,
cold,
like,
so I start looking for fucking something to put on and find this old-ass army jacket and fucking start walking down the road at fucking 7 o'clock in the morning.
Wait, where did you find the army jacket? In the abandoned house?
Yeah, in the abandoned house.
Allegedly in a closet.
Allegedly, what were you wearing
what
prior to
fuck
the army
was
jacket?
House?
Did they just strip you and throw you in there?
So,
bro, like, well, I got jumped, so, like, my shirt got fucking ripped off me, fucking...
Yeah.
I'm thankful I had fucking shoes and pants on.
Yeah.
If I didn't have pants on, I would have been really concerned.
Yeah, if you're walking down the street with like an army jacket on, no pants, that's not a hot look.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, fucking black eyes, my lips are fucking busted.
No jacket.
I felt bad about that night, but like, you know, it's like looking back on it, like I was like 17 trying to be responsible for my fresh out of prison cousin. And well, you know, we were just going to a party with the homies and it could have happened to anybody, and you know, Wrangler, we were just.
It could have happened to anybody.
Could happen to anybody.
Yeah. Anybody? It just happened to me that night.
It definitely happened to you. Yeah.
It happened.
So,
about how my luck goes.
But for reals, if you guys do want to do a fight, like a boxing chess fight, you and Raphael,
yeah.
I would like to put another fight on that ticket and then make money off of it.
Okay. Who? Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah,
I want to fuck up comics.
Bro,
yeah.
I'm down. Mark. I'm totally way more experienced than I've been trained since
ring?
Then. So
we're talking about chess boxing, Wrangler.
So
you ever heard chess boxing?
There was actually a comedian years and years ago who tried to have a show where comedians would do sets and then they'd
Dash.
Box each other. And it was Dash Kiwakowski.
Yeah,
and the reason that it had to stop is that no one had liability insurance to be able to cover the potential broken nose.
Okay, allegedly we're going to do it in a backyard.
I'll pay for the insurance. How much do you
think
it costs?
We're not going to find a venue for this. This will be a guerrilla venue.
Really? You got to sign a little bit. All they have to do is sign a thing that's saying that we're not responsible.
No, it's more than $1,000 to have a venue. So, for example,
more than you would make on the show.
We have liability here at Mutiny Radio, but if we were to have that kind of event, we would have to get a rider on our insurance, and it would be astronomical.
Yeah, probably insane.
It would be insane. So, I mean, you'd have to charge so much. I don't know how Dead Rabbits is getting around it.
Because they're not actually doing any real fighting.
They're not any real fighting. It's all wrestling.
It's theater.
Have you seen Redneck Brawl?
Anyone on Instagram? That's why they'll never have a comedian doing the wrestling portion. Yeah. They had like
what kind of fighting were we talking about? I missed that part.
Oh, chess boxing is what we were going to do. It's like where we have two comedians. So where we do, you play, anytime you capture a piece, like you have to have a round of boxing. Like 3 minutes of boxing.
And then back to another round of chess, and then another round of boxing until you either get a knockout.
Fucking right, dude. I kind of suck at chess, so
let's. Like,
we'd be some boxing motherfuckers.
Yeah, for real.
But seriously, if there's anyone with a backyard that could facilitate that, allegedly, just hit us up.
Yeah,
we're starting
to
look into it. Sylvan House was great for it. That's where we did our boxing party before.
Y'all should check out Redneck Brawl. Have you seen this Instagram account?
No, I haven't.
It's just like two rednecks that are just like, fuck you. You don't fuck more fat chick pancake titties than me. I'll fuck you up every day. And then the other guy comes in. It's beautiful,
same
man.
Thing?
Check it out. Same thing, more or less same energy.
Backyard brawl.
But they actually have the fights, and you have to pay for them. I think they're in North Carolina, but I think they would collab with us.
Yeah, well, I was going
to say. Yeah, I follow them. I watch all that shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Shout out to Wrangler. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm watching all that.
Street Beefs as well. Have you seen Street Beefs?
No, I haven't.
I need to,
though.
That's
Beefs,
in
Dallas.
Them.
That in Dallas.
If we found a place that was outside where we could still regulate somewhat entrance, we could do a gorilla show.
Mars Bar.
Nah, I don't think that they would be down. I meant in Golden Gate Park somewhere.
Man, I love boxing.
Mission Dolores. No one would give a fuck.
Let's do it in Mission.
Fucking right. Let's just fucking free for all.
Do you want to do it in the bar?
Let's do some fucking allegedly do some illegal shit anyways.
I'm saying in a park would not be a bad idea if you can find a place where you can somewhat regulate entrance, because you still want to make money off it, unless you do like a tip jar. But
yeah.
What if we just do like a pop-up in a BART? Like, we'll be
this
at
no, I don't want to start a fight
in the back
on BART.
Corner of a BART?
No,
bro.
No, that starts becoming big.
Dude, crimes. Hell yeah. It'd be like one of them secret, like, you don't get the location until, like, the last minute.
I'm talking about,
hit
like,
the stop at 9:25.
I'm talking about,
we'll
like,
be there,
an outside,
punch each other out.
Like, an outside show, though.
That'd be
like,
good,
somewhere
though.
In Golden Gate Park, you release the exact location,
paddock.
Like, an hour and a half, 2 hours before, but you let people know it's coming. And then you maybe do like a tip jar or like hey, if you're showing up and you liked it, give us money.
Yeah.
Also,
what does Stern Grove do for those 9 months of the year that there's no concerts there? Let's just fucking take it over.
Have security.
Yeah, right.
That's what they do.
But we're going to have a bunch of people that are good at fighting. How many security guards?
We'll beat up two
fucking
security guards.
Just like random spots, like fucking on the beach, under the bridge somewhere. Like.
Oh, yeah.
The parks, like, it'd be different spots every time.
I wouldn't want to fight on a beach, though, because that would just be, like, such a exhausting thing to be dealing with the sand.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And sand in your fucking eyes. Everyone's going to use that trick. Fuck that.
My friends actually started a fight club in college, and I thought about joining, and then I was like, I don't really like fighting that much.
The hardest I've ever been hit in my life was by Junior Amburn. I'm just putting that out there.
Junior.
Yeah,
sounds
dude.
Like
shout out, Junior.
Hard.
I'm going to tell him clean.
How much did his dad love him? Not enough.
Not very much.
Not very much. Not very much.
No, I'm just kidding. I think, I don't know about that one.
A tried and true trailer. a tried and true purebred trailer parkian.
Yeah.
I love Junior.
For sure, 100% trailer park trash.
Junior hanging out with Jeb and
anyway, nothing, dude, great. It's so good to have you on the podcast. How you doing? How's the cousin? How's the fam?
Do what?
How's the fam doing?
Fam's good, bro. We're all just chilling. You know what I mean? Trying to get through this fucking hot ass fucking summer.
You still fucking that James in a wheelchair?
Nah, fuck. You push him in the lake yet?
I haven't pushed him in the lake yet. We haven't been to the lake for me to push him in the lake yet.
You're gonna push a kid in a wheelchair?
It's not a kid. It's a grown ass man.
You're gonna push a grown ass kid into the lake?
Like a swim?
I am saving an artillery shell for his PTSD though.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love James.
Wait, you were like, you have PTSD? Let's go to an artillery show?
He's got aphasia and says fuck and 1, 2, and 3 a lot.
Oh, Lieutenant Dan.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah, and that's just no disrespect to anybody else, but that's just for him. If y'all knew this guy, y'all would want to do it too.
Yeah. No, it's a family thing, you know. It's our fucking, you know, it's our guy in the wheelchair.
We drowned a cripple in the lake every generation.
for good luck and great crop growth.
What do we do?
Let's not put it out there like that.
If we don't drown a cripple, the crops won't grow well. That's what the crop gods have taught us.
It ain't a good year unless we're drowning one, huh?
Dude, we need to just get fucking film crews and just hang out with my family for a week.
The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
We'd fucking blow up, I'm telling you.
No,
you and me, like Nicole and Paris, we just go around and we hang out with your family.
Let's do that, Spencer. Let's
go
hang
out
with my family.
You should do it like The Price of Crime or some shit.
If anybody listening wants to help out on this whole filming thing, I could use some GoPros and I'll start it now.
Yeah, for sure.
If we did a show together, it would be The Price of Divinity.
Yeah, The Price of Divinity. That's what mine and Spencer's show would be.
Hit me up, Wrangler Price, Facebook, you can find me.
Yeah, hey, allegedly Wrangler Price TikTok, fucking
Instagram, TikTok,
Spotify. You got an OnlyFans yet to show off that fucking dick?
I haven't started that one yet.
Yeah, you need to do that.
That's a work in the process.
You need to show your dick to more strangers, Wrangler.
Yeah, dude,
I think
show
that's
your
the
dick to
more.
That's really what'll take off. You need to talk about that on a TikTok.
Jesus Christ.
Dick talk.
Yeah, a little dick talk. You know what I'm saying? All right. You know what? I think we're just going to close out. We got time, but yeah, fuck it. I'm going to close out with some music.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Y'all be easy. Love y'all.
Love you.
Stay out of trouble.
Is there anything you want to leave us with, Guthrie?
I love you guys. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate talking with you again, Wrangler. I know I talked to you one time before, but briefly.
Yeah.
So thank you, everyone, and have a great day. RIP Harambe.
Yeah, thanks, man. It was really good having you on there, you know, Guthrie. I feel like I was really mean to you this whole podcast. I'm sorry. You know, you're just one of those guys that I like, and I'm mean to my friends.
All my real friends are mean to me, so thank you for joining the group.
You know, we're here at the end of the show, and this was Trust Me, My Friends, and Expert. If you like Trust Me, My Friends, and Expert, remember that we're part of the fucking Boat Rock podcast, thing on Instagram. I'll tag it. You know, it's fire. Mutiny Radio as well. Mutiny Radio SF.
At Spencer T. Devine.
At Spencer T. Devine.
At Guthrie Comedy. GUTHRIE Comedy.
Yeah.
If you want to be disappointed.
All right. And this is gonna be Beat It by Michael Jackson.
And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh no, no way. And I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No, I won't do that. Some days it don't come easy, and some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all, and these are the days that never end. that you're breathing fire, and some that you're talking nice, some that you're like nothing I've ever seen before. Will again. And maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me. No one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are turning, as long as the stars are burning, as long as your dreams are coming true, you better believe it, that I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, I won't. For silence, and some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the god of sex and drums and rock and roll. And maybe I'm lonely, that's all I'm qualified to be. That's just one and only promise I can keep. As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the
open for the end of the night. One frozen Rita and I'm feeling all right. Got a vibe between my cause I'ma give you some head. Give me three margaritas, I'ma put it in my puss. Give me four margaritas, I'ma put it in my tush. Give me five margaritas, margaritas. Give me five margaritas, margaritas. Give me one margarita, two margaritas. Give me three margaritas, margaritas. Margaritas. One. I'ma open my legs. I'ma give you some head. I'ma put it in my puss. Rita, make me fly. I'ma open my legs. I'ma give you some head. I'ma put it in my puss. Give me. I'm lying. I'ma be sleep.
Up. Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I
know I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your
door. Me pirate ship, as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't scurvy shit-faced McRat.
Homie Patrick, namaste. Every Monday at 6 p.m., it's Joke Workshop, streaming live on MutinyRadio.fm. Lift the veil from your third eye on joke creation and what it takes to be a stand-up comic in the five shakasanas of San Francisco's comedy scene. This all-ages open mic invites pre-sign by Venmoing $2 to $5 at Mutiny Radio. Join us live for a small and special audience at the Mutiny Radio Studio and Gallery Performance Space, 2781 21st Street at Florida Street in the deep, deep, deep Mission every Monday at 6 p.m. Does my ponytail look cool? Thank you. Namaste.
Tuesday used to be the most unlikely night for fun.
But every week at 6 p.m., come to OMG's Tuesday Open Mic.
And see comics work out new material for free! For free! They
get your Tuesday night party on with 2-for-1 well drink specials during the 6 to 8 p.m. show.
Check out Eventbrite to reserve your free seat every Tuesday, 6 p.m.
at OMG on Savory 6th Street.
Savory 6th Street. Show up to go up!
Hey, kids, it's your pal, Spider-Man. Sorry, Spider-Man. Mortimer Spider-Man. When I'm not swinging through the senior facility, besting Mysterio at Boggle, or getting beautifully plowed by the Rhino, I'm headed down to Mutiny Radio at the corner of 21st and Florida. They got some schlemiels doing the laugh. But hey, don't be a schmuck. And donate $2 to $5 on, hold on, what is this? Let me get my glasses. The print's too small. Hold on. Venmo? That's not real. What is that, Swedish? You knew that, right? This is in San Francisco. I'll drown it on. It's nap time.
Weekly comedy at the best neighborhood bar in the city. Join your friends from Mutiny Radio every Thursday at 8 p.m. at the bar on Dolores at 29th and Dolores. Starting after any very important sports game that might happen to be on, you're guaranteed a night of laughter for free. And when paired with the drink specials and the nicest bartender in San Francisco, it'll become a Thursday ritual. Show up to go out for comics, and please, reserve your free tickets on Eventbrite so we know you're coming to laugh.
is when the comedy is the cheapest.
Happy Hour, the most free 2 hours of hour-long comedy on the radio and internet streaming live. 2781 21st Street. Come down. Be in the audience.
Dog friendly.
We are. Mutiny Radio is absolutely dog friendly. Ooh, a dog party. Ain't no party like a dog party. Dog party at Mutiny Radio.
Every Friday, dog party at Mutiny Radio, happy hour.
2781 21st Street, happy hour, Mutiny Radio, .fm, here in .sf.
Calling all crusties, punks, and posers, pick your posteriors up off the pavement, pack up your pins and patches, and prepare to party. The Pacific Northwest Vest Fest returns this Saturday, only at the SeaTac Expo Center. Whether you're a leather lover or just a denim demon, if you're looking to dress to impress for less, do not stress. You'll find all the best in pre-distressed vests right here at the Pacific Northwest Vest Fest. With over 40 vendors selling countless crossover styles, you'll find the perfect thing for your scene. Metal, thrash, Walmart, high-vis, and everything in between. All in one place. One day only. Unless it's a jacket. If you need a jacket, take your square ass somewhere else. Never pay for fabric you don't need. Ditch the sleeves, but save the rest for the Pacific Northwest Fest Fest this Saturday only at SeaTac. Bring a can of PBR, get it half price.
Daddy, Daddy, what are we going to do today?
At 2 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon?
Oh, over there at the parklet in front of Atlas Cafe for Titans of Comedy.
That's Titans of Comedy. Apparently, they've got great sandwiches, cafe drinks, and even some of my favorite beverages, like beer, wine, and sangria. All the things I drink to forget your mother.
My new Uncle Blake says you smell like a brewery.
What did I say about interrupting me? Anywho, right here on 20th and Alabama in the Deep Mission, paired with tasty comedy from Bay Area's favorite comics.
For free!
Every Saturday, or at least the two Saturdays a month that the court mandates I have to see you.
It's sunshine! And even in a drizzle, but not too much. Hey, Daddy, remember after soccer practice when it was raining and you didn't come?
I really don't. Anywho.
You take it with the freezers. Reservations
on Eventbrite. Fucking.
LSD, fab, acid and fapping, fapping and acid, acid and fapping, fapping and acid, fap, 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 acid. Thank you, that song is called Acid and Fapping.
San Francisco, Mutiny Radio. San Francisco, Mutiny Radio.
Listen to live streaming radio or download a podcast and you can listen on the go. Listen to live streaming radio or download a podcast and you can listen on the go. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco.
I was really just cool leaving the theater.
Cadillac convertible 1969 gold Cadillac with the white interior. I drove it up here.
And I started to do some thinking.
Around in it on the freeway and I'm having a really, really good time.